I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
We never walk. We never talk. We never find the time.
What the fuck's going on?
To be close again.
Fucking up!
There it goes again. Communication breakdown.
That's fucking interesting, man. That's fucking interesting.
Communication breakdown.
What happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do.
Fuck you. Fuck the three of you.
Now you don't need me. And I don't need you. Communication breakdown.
What the fuck's going on?
Communication breakdown.
Am I the only one around here
giving
a shit about the rules?
One by one, they fail.
Just an asshole.
Now the leaves of love cling to the ground.
What the fuck are you talking about, huh?
Communication breakdown.
No, what the fuck are you... I'm not...
Communication breakdown. Too much too soon, too much temptation, in a hurry.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a sad situation, too much worry.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Can't be worried about that shit.
I can tell that it's over now. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
It's fucked here.
It's fucked.
There it goes.
Fuck sympathy.
Communication breakdown.
I need your fucking sympathy, man. I need my fucking Johnson.
Communication breakdown.
I still jerk off manually.
When it's right, it's so right. When it's wrong, it's so wrong.
Fucking bitch.
When it's gone. Gone, it's too late. Communication breakdown.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Communication breakdown.
The I let it. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
I can tell that it's over now.
I'll send your card for $1,000.
Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
Watch my buddies die face down in the muck so that this fucking strumpet.
What the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
There's just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
Okay, dude. Have it your way. Take her easy, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
WFMU.
You're listening to Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org. And during this particular show, my guest will be Mr. Richard Clark, who I haven't talked to in quite a while. We go way back to the old punk rock days. When we both had hair, and Richard called me up last week. We got to talking, decided to get together and hang out in Brooklyn today. We've got a Kentucky Derby party to go to, and that's going to be at some bar on Atlantic Avenue. Post time is 6:04 p.m. And then after the Kentucky Derby party, there's supposed to be a surprise birthday party for Joey X, thrown by his wife, Maddie. And that's also happening in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So, this is a rare Saturday for me. I'm out and I'm about, and I'm going to be in Brooklyn. Here we are at the Holland Tunnel. Got here relatively quickly, and the idea behind this now is I'm going to go across Lower Manhattan, find the Manhattan Bridge, and then over the Manhattan Bridge into Brooklyn, Myrtle Avenue, and then Richard is on Clermont Avenue. So depending on how things are in Lower Manhattan, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be there. It's now 3:35. I seriously doubt I'll be there by 4 p.m. All right, so here we have 8 or so lanes of traffic dwindling down to 2. This is really an amazing thing to see if you've never seen the mouth of the Holland Tunnel. It's just... I have achieved Brooklyn. Now I gotta make a left onto Myrtle and a right onto Clermont. I think Myrtle comes up pretty quickly, actually. Fuck! That is Myrtle. Fuck! Fuck, I hate it. I hate it when they can't put a fucking street sign where you can fucking see it when you're fucking driving. Christ! By the time you see the fucking sign, you've gone past it. Fuck! And of course, this is one of those deals where I'm gonna have to drive forever until I can fucking turn around, right? God fucking damn it! I knew that was Myrtle. Now I'm stuck on Flatbush Avenue. I don't know when the fuck I'm gonna be able to turn around. I'm probably gonna have to make a right turn, and I'm in the left fucking lane, and there's no way in hell I'm gonna be making a right fucking turn anytime soon. So I'm fucking screwed. Another no left turn, no fucking U-turn intersection. I'm gonna be in Queens before I'm gonna be able to fucking turn around. This is excellent. All right, just because I missed that left turn, I've added 15 minutes to this thing. I've added 15 fucking minutes to this thing just to get back to Myrtle fucking Avenue. And I'll tell you what, I bet I'm not even gonna make it on this fucking cycle of the light. I guarantee you, this ain't gonna happen. Now, of course, whatever the fuck I'm on now, God knows where this goes to. I have no idea where I am, or where Myrtle is, or where Claremont is. Who the fuck knows? This is Brooklyn. Oh, man. Some nice fucking houses around here, I'll tell you that. Hello? Hey, how are you? What number are you at? Because I just made a right onto Claremont, and I'm over by 284. So I'm hoping that the numbers are going down. Cross Street is DeKalb. All right, so I think I should keep heading the way I'm going, though, right? I see another number, 228. I think the numbers are going down. Thanks. Yeah. All right. So you're going to be my guest on the next communication breakdown.
God, I hope I say something clever.
Me too, goddammit.
I hope I don't talk a bunch of drivel. I'll go the other way. Atlantic Avenue.
You're listening to Communication Breakdown on WFMU.org. My special guest, Richard Clark.
Mr. Clark.
Is that how you want to be addressed, Mr. Clark?
That's how I'm known these days.
We were just discussing when it was we met, and it was in the early 80s, like 82?
Yeah, maybe 81, 82.
Wow, when the Nihilistics were still a going concern.
Yeah, I was quite in awe, actually, of the Nihilistics.
We were quite awesome. As much as that word gets knocked around, I could, at this point in my life, I could, like, stand back and appreciate what it was like when we were on stage.
Yeah, Paul McCartney does with the Beatles.
After all those years he spent, like, dissing the Beatles, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you were a force to be reckoned with, both on stage and off stage.
You know, we were very dead serious about what we were doing, and I think that came across.
Yes.
You know, whereas a lot of other bands, as I began to discover as we played out more often with other bands, they were really having a lark, you know? They were having a goof, and it was all fun and games. And to us, this was like, you know, a really serious thing, you know? But we also had fun while we were doing it. It's just that we didn't approach it as like hijinks, you know?
Right. Wacky hijinks.
So you're going to keep feeding me directions, right?
Why is this guy
passing me on the left? Look at that.
Hey, you're in Brooklyn now.
That is some really excellent Brooklyn driving. The guy's on the wrong side of the road.
Hey, it's a free
and draw. He's just passing me. Hey, there goes another Mercedes, a 300D, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in Brooklyn.
Look at this motherfucker. What is...
Oh, look, that's why. Okay, you're going to have to go left.
Well, can't we just talk to these two Guidos and maybe they'll let us pass?
Yeah. No, because we need to go a few more blocks.
That guy totally distracted me from what I was saying, by the way. I have no idea what we're talking
about. The awesome power of the Nihilistics.
Right, so you saw us in like 1982...
Oh, even before that.
Before that, right. Okay. Where about on Long Island, when we used to hang out, there was this club called...
Well, I met you at Paris, New York. I used to see you at my father's place.
And when he says my father's place, he doesn't mean his father's place. He
not
means
not my father's
the place. Club called My Father's Place in Roslyn, New York.
Yeah, what a great club. What great sound.
It was really a nice little club, you know. And it was always a great place to play. Keep going straight.
Make a right. Yeah, so, and then you knew a friend of mine called Carlene. And she used to DJ at Paris, New York. So I used to go down there. And I met you guys, and Ron and Mike. I never met Troy, but I met the three other members. And then I went back to England because I was in school in England. And I believe you gave me an album, which to a 17-year-old was pretty cool because, you know, we didn't have very much money, so to get a free album was always pretty impressive.
Wow, that album today on eBay, geez.
How much, like 25?
I've seen them 30? Top out around $80. Oh, really? I think $80 was the most I've seen. And wow. That was the last time I checked in, so who knows what they're going for now.
But does it have the booklet that came with it?
I think that would be with booklet. It would have to be in pretty decent shape, too.
Yeah.
That would be the original release and not the reprinting.
No, I'm talking about the album, not the 7-inch.
Right.
The 7-inch is
right.
Was beyond my... they're going to make a right here. Yeah, so I think your idea was that I would promote the Nihilistics in England. Oh, you know what else? Then I went back to England and I was reading Sounds, which was my favorite magazine paper to read. And who should be in Sounds but a letter from Mike to Sounds moaning and complaining about Vice Squad, who you guys had played with, and
Becky Bondage,
right. And Mike was not impressed with the way that she, I guess she and the band behaved or something, and I probably had the letter somewhere, but
we did a show, and I think it was with Vice Squad and the Exploited, actually. And I think there was some problem between Mike and the other people. I mean, I was always, when I was at these shows, I was always sort of like getting along with the other bands and interested in them. And there were other members of the Nihilistics who always took a antagonistic stance. You know, they hated every other band and they didn't want to, you know, it was really rare that they would hang out. I think The Fall was about it. Oh, we were all fascinated by The Fall and we got along with them really well. But there were other bands who they viewed as competition somehow, you know? And I just found it ludicrous, you know? Not the rapper, ludicrous.
Oh, you found it absurd.
Absurd. Absurd. Yeah. But Richard is a musician in his own right. Yeah. I'm going to sneak some of your music in here
good.
As well.
Good. And yeah, well, I have working on a new CD. In fact, I have a new punk rock band. I haven't played punk in like 15 or 20 years. But I decided it was time. And so I have a new punk band called Bulla Matari, and we've been playing out, and we're recording an album right now.
Ow! Ouch! Turn me blue when I'm in it to shock you.
it's very strange to have a conversation with you,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually it's a conversation with you, but I know and you know that, it's for somebody else. You know that we're putting on a show.
It's semi-artificial. I mean, we are having a conversation and it is being taped and it will end up as part of the podcast show. Yeah, but I mean, I hope that we've also known each other long enough that it's not a a fully artificial conversation.
Yeah.
It's semi-artificial.
Yeah, it's like
I try to comment on stuff that I see as well, because I realize people are listening to this who have never been to Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, and they have no idea what Richard and I are passing through right now.
Well, we're passing a bus right now.
That runs on compressed natural gas. It's not just any bus, but it's a clean bus.
And what does that say about you?
What does it say about...
Well, that's what the answer is.
What does your bag say about you? Oh, it's a Channel 13 commercial.
So they've actually renovated this whole area. This was all run down. See that thing right there, that train entranceway? That was up on blocks up the street for about the last, ever since I've moved here 9 years ago.
You know, now that you say that, I remember that this used to be a construction zone every time I came here.
Yes. And now they've put it back in its rightful place, and they've renovated the station. It's actually
What's that subway station called?
Atlantic Avenue.
Okay.
It's
Brooklyn.
The train as well as it's the Long Island Railroad as well as the subway.
Brooklyn is such an unknown quantity to me. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time in Brooklyn. I do have friends here, you know, and stuff, but whenever I come here, I instantly get lost. Like when I came over the Manhattan Bridge, I totally forgot that Myrtle Avenue comes up pretty quickly, and I overshot it, and I wasn't able to do anything until Fulton Street, you know, so.
Yeah.
Is this a funeral or some kind of church service going on?
Oh, it's a funeral for a friend, I believe.
People are very well dressed at this funeral. Whoever this guy was, he had some friends, Richard. Look at this. Do you think turnout at my funeral is going to be anything like this? People coming by to spit on my coffin.
No. Take the flowers out of your hand.
Yeah. Are we getting anywhere near this goddamn bar? We're going to this Kentucky Derby party.
Okay.
Ostensibly.
We're almost there. Another couple of blocks, I believe. We went 131 and we're at 357.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's been a long time since we've actually seen each other.
The last time I saw you was when you guys did your reunion show at CBGB's.
Was that pre 9/11 or post 9/11?
Post.
Yeah.
Post.
That was a horrid night, by the way.
Was it? You didn't enjoy it?
I didn't really enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed the few minutes we were actually on stage, but everything up to and everything after that was sort of a chore. And, you know, it was really fucked up the way that... By the way, you can curse because it's a podcast. It's not on the air, you know?
Fuck, shit, piss,
fuck
motherfucker.
Fucking hell!
Fucking cunt.
Bloody fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt.
But you know what really sucked for me about that show, the biggest sucking thing about was that we played again, we opened up for Kraut. And again, Kraut was the big act of the night, and everybody was going apeshit over Kraut. And it just reminded me of what it was like back in the day when we would play. And here we are, this real serious kind of fucking hardcore band singing these songs about how you're getting fucked by the man. And then Kraut comes up with their little ditties.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And everybody goes apeshit over Kraut, you know? Yeah. So it was really like being sucked back to 1980.
Yeah, and it was as if nothing had changed, and nothing, everything that people said about how fucked up the system was. It was just all just words, wasn't it? It was all just fucking words.
Bunch of fucking words. Yeah, and you know, it was a half-assed reunion because, you know, Mike wasn't there, Troy wasn't there.
Yeah.
Troy only recently resurfaced.
Oh, you found him, yeah?
Well, I didn't find him, but I hear he turned up at some show, nihilistic show.
Ah.
Because as we all know, Ron Rancid, Ron Rancid has kept the nihilistic's name alive, you know. And, you know, I think... I'm of two minds about that. I mean, I think it's good that he's sort of kept it alive and, you know, is out there. But it's also, it's not the nihilistics, obviously.
It's not quite the vision that you guys had 20 years ago.
No.
It's more like Mike's new vision. But
well,
you know
Ron's new vision. Mike will have...
I mean, sorry, not Mike. Ron.
Nothing. Mike will have nothing to do
with
Ron.
You know who's a very nice guy? And that's Ajax.
Yeah.
Ajax Lipinski. Very nice chap. Very nice chap, actually.
He is the new Chris T in the band. Yeah. He took over the guitar role, you know, many years ago.
He said he joined in 1984.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was in the band all of, what, 4 years? You know? Yeah. So,
you know what it's like? It's kind of like CJ and Didi Ramone. And
right.
When Didi Ramone went to Johnny and said, hey, you know, can I play this celebration? You know, they were doing their farewell show, and Didi went up to the Ramones, the Romani Ramones, and said, can I play? And they said, no, you can't. And he said, yeah, but I was, you know, in the band. And he's like, yeah, but CJ has been in the band for the last 15 years. So he's our bass player now. And I remember reading that and thinking, God, can they be so cruel, you know?
Why can't everyone just get along? I mean,
right,
this is what I don't
so
get.
Cruel. It's like, Didi wrote all the great songs, you know. Mm. Their heyday was when Didi was in the band. Everything they've done since then has just been, you know, they were at their most creative.
Substandard.
It's been substandard, and it's just been milking whatever it is they created. Mm. That thing they created whenever they had their heyday is what everybody remembers them by. Everything they did since then is just a repetition of that, or substandard, like you say.
It's a pale shadow, I think,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
and so to deny Didi a chance to get up and jump around and, you know, whatever, I thought that was a little weak. Now, of course, you're not supposed to say anything bad about the Ramones now, because three of them have died. But anyway, that's besides the point.
I think we're going to want to park over here somewhere, if at all possible.
Floyd is right there.
Okay.
And there's your spot.
Is this guy standing here hoping he can preserve this parking space or something?
Probably.
Is that
what
he's trying to do?
Probably.
Oh, I'd love to park, except this woman's right up my ass. Has that guy moved out of that parking
spot? Yeah, he can get some chips later if you want. There's a chip shop right there.
You're kidding.
No, a fish and chip shop. In fact, these guys make authentic English fish and chips. Well, we've arrived at our destination, so we will be signing off and resuming this conversation at a later time.
Boy, there's like some hipsters down here and shit.
Yeah, well.
There's a Vespa, so that's a definite
sign. Fucking mods. You know, a fucking 8 mods. Let's have a fucking scrap.
Let's speed up the mods.
Fuck the mods, eh?
Are you a mod or a rocker?
I'm a fucking mocker.
I'm a mocker. This car drives itself. Are you kidding me? No, I'm fine.
You want me to direct you?
Yeah, where are we going?
So go make a U-turn.
First thing you do is make an illegal U-turn. Make a U-turn.
Do you have to add that word legal?
You have to say it like the GPS lady. Make a U-turn.
Make an illegal U-turn.
Make the U-turn. Make a U-turn.
Okay, go across Flatbush. I'll show you. It's easy. All right, so we're rolling.
Yeah, I've been recording for the podcast show for Communication Breakdown.
While you're driving?
Yes, that's what Richard and I were doing earlier. We were doing a little driving and talking type of thing.
Driving and crying?
Driving and crying.
All right, well, you know, having been an evening of some energy expenditure, we're all feeling shagged and fagged and fashed.
Wait,
bit of the ultraviolet.
Yeah. Yes.
Speak for yourself up there.
Shagged and fagged and fashed.
Yeah. What's fashed mean?
I think it's from the French, fâché, which means to be pissed off. But I could be wrong.
I wasn't
wrong.
Pissed off till now.
Now that you started talking French, now you're pissing me off.
Not using all this fancy vocabulary.
You English.
English bastard.
You think you're so superior.
Fucking, you know what they used to call me? Arrogant English bastard.
You prat.
Fucking wanker.
I always like that word, prat.
Prat. Yeah. Let's talk about sex. I like American girls. Do you remember that?
No, what is that from?
Remember that album, Some Product, by the Sex Pistols?
Oh, yeah.
And it was all these interviews, and there was this one interview with Steve Jones and Paul Cook at some American radio station. No, actually, it's Sid Vicious. And Sid Vicious goes, let's talk about sex. I like American girls. And he goes, what do you mean, physically or mentally? And Johnny Rotten goes, mentally they're not there at all. Do you not remember that album?
I don't remember that at all, no.
You know, I'm somehow, in my teenage years, I've managed to memorize everything those fuckers said.
Well, that explains your teenage years.
Well, I was only a teenager.
There you go. So who knows where the hell we're going? What are we doing?
I do. Now? You're going fine. Just go straight.
Okay.
Trust me for the chip shop.
Chris, wasn't it with you that time we went to that party for New Year's, right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're all dancing in this chick's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We dancing, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't get in.
And then we, went to this apartment. It was in Park Slope.
That was so
Fifth
weird.
Avenue. And we're supposed to have keys, or
we had
supposed
the keys.
To be, we had
right.
keys, right? We had her keys, and we would
so
go up to the
weird.
Apartment, but there was
it was
knock on the door first. First we couldn't find the apartment. Then we knocked on the apartments that we thought it might be, and some guy came to the door, and he was wearing his smoking jacket, and
uh-huh.
he had stuffed animal heads on the walls.
That was so weird.
He was no, this is not the apartment.
And then there was a girl and it wasn't her apartment.
Yeah.
There were no other
apartments.
That was a very strange New Year's
But we had keys because we got into
strange
the front
dream.
Door.
Uh-huh. I got those keys back as fast as I could to Joey the next day because I just didn't want
Did
anything
any
to do with them.
Do you have any explanation for that?
No.
Whose apartment were we at?
I have no idea.
Some Russian dentist or something.
That was very strange. And no one else went.
Yeah.
Who might have been able to actually lead us to the apartment itself.
But where could be, there was
weird.
No other apartment.
There were only
there.
Two apartments in that building, and both of them had people in it saying no money.
Look out. We're in a Mercedes. Step aside. Step aside.
Hey.
No.
Hey, you
step
fucking.
Aside.
Fucking wanker.
Wanker. Bloody wanker.
Fucking tosser. So this is Drake's. Make a left?
I would. No, I'd go up one more, and then take a left.
This place is lousy with hipsters.
Hipsters.
Holy shit. Don't hit my fucking horn.
Just honking the hipsters.
Fucking.
Fucking wanker. Make a left, mate.
Wanker. Maria lives right around here somewhere. She's on Driggs, I believe. And then a left?
We'll have to double check with the numbers. I'm not sure if it's this one.
Yeah, it's 179.
Yeah, it's this one. I think it might be.
Why isn't this condos yet?
Yeah, it will be.
This is a whole new building, you know, to our left.
Jesus.
It's a brand new building. I watched it go up.
Jesus.
Ooh,
Mary.
Brand new
tree.
It took
Joseph.
3 years. 4 years to go up. It's huge, though.
I got a chance to run over the very same people.
So.
So we're gonna miss the surprise part.
I know.
Just yell surprise when you get in there anyway.
So Chris, the that
la 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 la
here I am at the corner of St. Mark's and First Avenue in Manhattan. It's kind of a busy time of night. Quarter after one in the morning. I'm just coming back from Brooklyn. Spent the whole day out in Brooklyn. And trying to pull out in traffic here. And if it wasn't for this motherfucker who just hailed a fucking cab. I'm gonna head up to the Lincoln Tunnel. Because I'm already at 12th Street. So I may as well just go to 14th Street and then head over to 8th Avenue and then head uptown to the tunnel. I think this is 14th Street here, actually. And driving around Manhattan at this hour is always kind of weird. Came back from the party. Well, let's see. We had a nice time at the bar with the Kentucky Derby party, although, of course, my horse didn't win. And it was a little too crowded in the bar for my taste, but there were a lot of young, attractive women to look at. That was good. Trying to look on the bright side here. Then we went over to a party at Joey's house, which I've never been to, and it was nice to be at his place. He had a nice get-together. Some people I've never met before, and other people I have. Some great food at the party, a lot of good booze. Smoked a little weed. And I didn't want to leave the party. The party was still going pretty good, even though, you know, it was like, Jesus, is that the time? It's almost 1:30. Probably left Joey's house about 1 p.m. People were starting to dance at the party. A little dance party was breaking out, and that was nice. But also felt like a good time to get going. My friend Richard had left earlier, and luckily he doesn't live too far from where the party was, so he kind of walked home. He also said he might get a taxi home, car service. Here I am in Manhattan, roving bands of people trying to get back to wherever the fuck they come from. And my hatred for mankind at times like these, it's just at an all-time high. What can I say? I wish I had a little bit more humanity and was able to withstand this shit a bit more, but I really can't, because now things are going to get nasty in just a moment. Things are gonna get nasty with this fucking traffic. Yeah, that's right. Turn on your fucking turn signal like people are supposed to let you over. Who the fuck are you? You're nobody. That's who you are. Stay there. Stay where you are. Fuck you. Motherfucker, why don't you pull over? Holy shit. Yeah, this is gonna be just a slow, dirty slog. This is gonna be bullshit. That's what this is gonna be. This is gonna be bullshit. Come on, motherfucker. Oh, you fucking prick. Your fucking Hummer fucking limo. Your fucking Hummer fucking limousine. Look at this. Holy shit. This is some of the worst fucking driving I have ever seen in my life. I don't believe you motherfuckers. Just keep going. Ugh. Okay, we've crossed 23rd Street. Big fucking deal. Let's go. Another fucking stretch limousine. Holy shit. Oh, how lovely would it be if this was just moving along, if it was moving like this, if it was moving nicely, crisply. If I could be back home in 5 fucking minutes, how nice would that be?
You're gonna keep the first one? I didn't record that. Namhlanje bamqoshile umngane abahlala nami usuku lokuba ngithokoze. Yeah.
absurd. I'll mark your words in place of my thoughts absurd. I'll mark your words in place of my thoughts absurd. I'll mark your words in place of my thoughts absurd. I'll mark your words in place of my thoughts.
Here I am back in Hoboken. I'm about 5 minutes away from my home. As soon as I get the car parked, I will step inside to my apartment and have a cold drink. I'm getting closer to my home. I wish this guy wasn't going the same way I'm going. Now I want to tear off his head and shit down his neck. Who do you think you are, motherfucker? Look, now he's making a right, you prick, you bastard. You prick bastard. I'm getting closer to my home. I'm getting closer to my home. Oh, look, he's pulling into his luxury condo parking. my luxury condo. And look at me. I'm going to go try to park on the street like a chump. Like a doo-doo-doo. Like some kind of fucking moron. I just hope enough of these drunks have left the bars. These people who go to Willie McBride's. It's all you, Captain. You prick. Home. That didn't take too long.
Hello, I'm sorry we can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Hey Richard, it's Chris wrapping up communication breakdown number 6. Wanted to say thanks for being my special guest. We heard from Richard's earlier years the songs Floating Logs and Squat Thrust. Then we heard a new one, relatively speaking, from Bula Matare, Ingrown Toenail. Oh, I've known the pain. Went back to earlier material for Blown to Pieces and one whose name I could never get right, Indigenence, I believe. And finally wrapped up with the magnum opus, Lazy Ferret, all from the pen, guitar, heart, and mind of Richard Clark. If you'd like more information on Richard's work, I will be putting some stuff up on the blog. And as always, you can get to these podcasts at podcast.wfmu.org, your gateway to everything else. I'll be back in 2 weeks with communication breakdown number 7. Probably will be about the Mermaid Parade, because the Mermaid Parade is coming. It will be June 25th. And I just hope it doesn't rain. That's all I can say. Thanks for being here for another communication breakdown. As always, if you want to contact me, it's ct@wfmu.org. So long, cocksuckers.
Communication Breakdown is a Chris T. production. That ought to hold the little bastards.